Yeah, James, you've got a dedication, I believe. Since they sung Happy Birthday to you, I believe you ought to do the dedicate.
All righty, I'd like to dedicate the whole show to Ken and Jane Foster from up in Greenville, Tennessee. We met them out in Needles, California back in February, and they fed us dinner one day out there.
Sure did, and it was really good, too.
Yeah, and don't forget our buddy Don Parker down here, our insurance salesman from DeLand, Florida. And we'd like to send the show out to all three of those people. Thank y'all for coming.
Who?
All three of them.
Oh, okay. And we'd like to say hi and do a song for Rod and Ellen Small. We met them up in the state of Vermont this summer. And we would like to say hi to them. And we had a lot of requests for this one. Let's see, 1946, Brother Carter and me started this band, and it was known as the Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys. We traveled together for 20 years, about 8 years of it was right here in Florida. And on December the 1st, 1966, Carter passed away. Since that time, I've carried on, tried my best to keep the same old-time mountain sound that two little barefoot boys brought out of the hills of Virginia. And we'd like to do this tribute to Carter now. We'd like to do that for Carter's son and wife, Carter and Susie, tonight. And it's called The Hills of Home.
Let me rest on a peaceful mountain.
Carter, this is your song. That was your request. You're at rest now in the hills you so often wrote about and loved so well. I never dreamed, I never thought so young you'd be called to rest. But somehow you fit into his number. I never questioned his decision, for I'm only human, just another man. It was hard to go on without you. I thought I could never sing and play. But somehow I managed to continue. I thought you would want it that way. We play the same places that we played together. Travel the same roads mile after mile after mile. Although you're no longer with us in person, your memories are with us all the while. I've relived our lives from the beginning to the end. Sometimes 10 and 20 times a day, how two little boys in the hills of home would run, romp, and play. I recall our first radio show, our first record, always side by side, me and you. How we're accepted throughout America and many foreign lands too. Carter, if you can hear me, rest in peace. Someday this earth I'll no longer roam. We'll be together once again, side by side, in the hills of home.
Near my home, sweet home.
Thank you. We've got time to do more, one more, and James, very briefly tell the folks about our big festival next spring.
All righty, folks, the 26th annual Ralph Stanley Memorial Bluegrass Festival will be held May 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Stanley Brothers Old Home Place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. And, of course, Ralph will be celebrating 50 years in bluegrass music. I know you'll want to come out and be a part of that. We'll have the Clinch Mountain Boys reunion. That'll bring in a lot of the old Clinch Mountain Boys like Ricky Skaggs, George Shuffler, Lester Woody, Larry Sparks, Charlie Sizemore, and just a whole bunch more. And we'll also have Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, the Goins Brothers, Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, Charlie Sizemore, the Wildwood Girls, the Larkin Family, and the original Marshall Family will be making a special appearance there next year. So that's May 23rd, 24th, and 25th, Stanley Brothers Old Home Place, Coburn and McClure, Virginia. Y'all come be with us. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Folks, we really enjoyed being down here again this year. You know, we played here last year. We had a lot of fine folks, and we've done the very same this time. And we want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. It's a wonderful festival here, and keep it going. That's what we need, a lot of these good big festivals all over the United States. That helps keep the good old bluegrass music alive. Until we see you again, speaking for all the fellas, we'll say so long and may God bless.